Track 13, Tim's Brain Teaser Quiz Answers. Well, here we are again with the answers to Tim's quiz. This is educational too. Just think how much we've learnt over the past year or so with all those searching questions. The thing is, though, how much of any of it have we remembered? Anyway, here's Sam to put you out of your misery.
Welcome back. Well, this is the answer to the quiz track, and you may recall, it was a long time ago. But there were 20 questions to tickle the brain cells. So get the mistletoe ready, and there'll be some kissing halfway through. Oh, cheeky. Now we have been celebrating at Chatterbox HQ, so I hope not to slur too much, especially as the Archdeacon of Norwich has been here. So turkey at the ready, answers at the ready, and let's go. Right, for question number one, I asked, traditionally, when should you start making a Christmas pudding? And the answer is on a Sunday, 5 weeks before Christmas. Well, obviously miss that date if you are listening. And question number two, what decorations do elves traditionally have on their shoes? Well, those pesky elves jingle their shoe-worn bells. And question number three, what fruit is traditionally put inside a Christmas stocking? Do you know, I wonder if Galtina mentioned these earlier. Well, you know, we would always have an orange or a tangerine in an old pair of tights. Oh, so that's just me then. OK, moving on swiftly to question number four. If you're born on Christmas Day, what's your star sign? Ah, the zodiac. Well, that well-known teller of the future will make you a Capricorn if born on Christmas Day. Old goat, that's unfair. And question number five, what is the best-selling Christmas single of all time? Well, it's Bing Crosby with White Christmas, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. And question number six, keeping with music, what year did Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You come out? Well, this annual Warble Fest first began in 1984. Doesn't time fly? God, 30 years. OK, now don't be scared. Question number seven. Ooh, how many ghosts show up in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol? Well, this is a bit of a trick question, actually, because there were four. The first one being the former business partner, Jacob Marley, and then the spirits of Christmas past, present and future. So how did you do with that one? And remember, we have a special Chatterbox Christmas Carol following this edition of Just Talk. And question number eight, in which country did eggnog originate? Well, Britain, of course. If it's drink-related, it's Britain. Pardon me. And question number nine, in which country is it tradition to eat a KFC for Christmas dinner? Well, did you know, it's actually Japan. But I'll skirt over that one. Oh, wow. Well, we are halfway through, so get ready to hold some mistletoe over your head and pucker up those lips and one, two, three. Mm-hmm. Question number 10. Did you manage to count all of these? Well, I asked how many gifts were given in total in the 12 Days of Christmas song. Well, there were 364 assorted people and birds, rings and things in that popular song. And question number 11. Which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree? Well, did you know this was Germany, and the tradition came to Britain when Prince Albert, when marrying Queen Victoria. Prince Albert, he was famous for something else, wasn't he? Okay, question number 12. How many of Rudolph's fellow reindeer's names start with the letter D? Well, from the poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, there were three, and that's Dancer, Dasher and Donner. Question number 13. Which city has been donating Trafalgar Square's Christmas tree to London every year since 1947? Well, this is the Norwegian city of Oslo. And that's it. Prince Albert's other famous thing, the Albert Memorial in London. Well, that rings true. Yeah. Okay, question number 14. What time is the King's Speech traditionally broadcast on Christmas Day? Well, every year you can catch the insert current monarch speech at 3 p.m. on BBC One and ITV One. And question number 15. What is traditionally hidden inside a Christmas pudding? Well, a coin. What, you mean it's supposed to be there? I thought it had just fallen into the mixture. Oops, my bad. Question number 16. When do the 12 days of Christmas start? Well, the 12 days of Christmas is a period in Christian theology that marks the span between the birth of Christ and the coming of the Magi, the three wise men. So it begins on December the 25th, Christmas, and runs through to the night of the 5th of January, a.k.a. the 12th night. The next day is Epiphany, sometimes called Three Kings Day. And question number 17. What colour are mistletoe berries? Well, do you know, this could be a tricky one, because I would have said red. But, oh, no. They are white. And question 18. According to the Bible, what did the three wise men bring baby Jesus? Now, the gifts from the Magi were gold, frankincense and myrrh. Sorry, no points, Mike, if you said Frankenstein. And question number 19. Where does the royal family traditionally celebrate Christmas? Well, they stay at the beautiful residence of Sandringham here in Norfolk, not on the Mile Cross Estate. And finally, question number 20. According to tradition, when should you have your Christmas decorations down by? Well, I think this is Twelfth Night too, and that would be January the 5th. Cool, that was a mammoth quiz session. Well, how did you do? Well, do you know what? We managed a solid 15 out of those. But anyway, I hope you have a lovely time at Christmas, and we'll look forward to more Just Talk fun in the new year. And you deserve a rest now. Right, sherry or brandy, anybody? Chink.
Thank you, Sam, and a mince pie to the person who got them all right. Nobody here by the sound of it. Oh well, all the more for me then.